The Purple Project Podcast returns for another week. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the PPPD edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Triple P slash D started initialing these podcasts here. Well, not yet. At least the weekly editions of the podcast. Obviously, before I get too ahead of myself, the Purple Project Podcast is all about what's happening in Kansas State Athletics. Talking about the K-State Wildcats. Here on this late Tuesday afternoon slash evening, just got off work and just got home after a day off from the dailies. Now it's time to get back into the action here as we come to the end of the calendar year. And here real quick, obviously, K-State basketball, men's basketball, and women's played over the weekend. We're going to focus on this one on the men's in their action. Or the game against Green Bay, which they took care of them 82-64 over the weekend there. And the hot play, once again, of Marquise Noel did it again. Went double figures again for the third straight game. I want to say either third or fourth straight game. He's gone double digits, scoring 22 points there. And from what Bruce Weber talked about, their best all-around performance to this point. Even if you want to count the big-time upset win over Wichita State 2 weeks ago, 82-64 there. And a big crowd here for this one. And I guess they listened to the weekly podcast this week of Alex Ayton. Mitch campaigning that you got in Purple Nation, you got to turn up for these games at Ramlich. Yeah, we're still in the, if you want to call it, the COVID stuff and whatnot. But, you know, this team has been awfully competitive. And it's been a different page from last year, obviously. But you have different cats out here busting their tails off. And, obviously, we talked about Marquise Noel quite a bit on his podcast, and why shouldn't he? It's a good thing because he's out here producing there as well. 22 points in K-State from the field, 54% from the field, and knocking down a season high up to this point as Nebraska looms 11, connected 11 threes from downtown there as well. And they're also near perfect from the free throw line. See, this is the things that we're not accustomed to seeing. Especially from the free throw line, we know that K-State meant issues with the free throw line shooting. The shooting percentage has been awful, it's been inconsistent and whatnot. And they're getting a lot of production out of that right now. And they continue to build. I mean, obviously, Green Bay, and you need to take care of these games. And that's what K-State, this is what they were missing last year. You're not taking care of the easy games that you should. You're more superior opponent than the other team. Sorry, Green Bay, but K-State, you know, they showed so far, they've shown fight. And they continue that. You take care of the opponents that you're supposed to. Obviously, you know, they were obviously 4-0. It was a little bit of a scare early on in the year. But this is a good sign right here. 82-64, 22 points by Marquise Noel. And then, of course, Mike McGurl. Once again, you have a key player out. McGurl out for the flu. Nigel Pack returning the action, finally, only for 14 minutes on the floor. He missed both big games due to a concussion we didn't even know about until the Wichita State came on as well. And K-State, we talked about this already, them three transfers. Well, K-State needing to lean on these guys very early, and this is going to really pay dividends. I know, kind of takes away a note from what we talked about in the weekly edition last week. Of course, we're going to have another weekly. I'm pretty sure we're going to have a weekly all the way through the end of the year as well. So we're going to keep on plugging, chugging on the Pro Project Podcast as long as the schedules allow us to there for me and Alex. But, yeah, Mark Smith, Ishmael Shood, and you count the 22 from Noel, 53 total points between the three of these guys. You get this much production, and if once Nigel Pack returns 100%, you get him going. That's a double-digit figure right there, 15 to 16 points. We just said this last week on the show. K-State's going to be a more tough opponent there. When you get into conference play here in a couple of weeks there, gets Oklahoma. So, obviously, you have to like what you're seeing right now from these guys. And, I mean, a missed opportunity against Marquette the other night still stings there. Ishmael should have either you put the ball in Noel's hands, or you get a better shot than that. So, but hey, I mean, it is what it is. You gotta like what you're seeing right there from the Cats right now, especially from the three transfers that you got from the transfer portal as well. So that's huge as well there as well. So that's big as well. Smith, 14 points in the game for him. Ishmael should also with a season high to this point in a game for in a K-State uniform. Excuse me, with 17 points. Also, Selton Miguel and Davion Bradford, and including Nigel Pack. These are the three cornerstone players that we're talking about who are here as a freshman, all added 6 points in this game as well. So, again, you get a healthy Nigel Pack back on his feet, slowly back on his feet once he is 100%. Then K-State has a legit shot of giving teams a lot of problems in the Big 12. But right now, K-State right now, 6-3 after their win against Green Bay. They look at Nebraska next on the chopping block in the season for Kansas State. I believe that's a midweek game somewhere in there. I had the schedule up here. Let me pull up real quick here on the Purple Project podcast. And that is the wrong tab. Right there. Obviously, you know, speaking of that, obviously, while I'm on the subject here of women's basketball, I'm just going to leave it like this. Oregon coming into Bramlage on the women's side. Big game for K-State women. Of course, K-State women take care of business themselves as well. Going up to 9-2 after beating South Dakota State the other night. Oh, by a score by 6, having to hang on late, 79-73 in their game. K-State women now 9-2 into their showdown on the ESPN Plus Network. Big 12 now on the ESPN Plus Network this weekend against Oregon. How big is that for this program as well? They played some big opponents at Bramlage. Talking about the women's side, obviously I remember UConn a few years ago. As well, they play UConn tough until late in the game there as well. So K-State has the ability, if their defense can show up there, to slow them down. Oregon's going to be a tough opponent. Obviously, they've been a NCAA opponent for the last several years as well. So I'm definitely looking forward to that game. And Jeff Mitty is trying to give out free tickets. At least 1,000 that I came across of that I read early on this week as well. So definitely. 9-2 K-State off to a tremendous start this year. And right, this will be a huge win. Huge get if Jeff Mitty's squad can get this game at Bramlage. It's going to be, if they get a good atmosphere there going this weekend, I want to say 15th, 16th, 17th. That is a Saturday game as well. So, huge weekend for women's basketball coming up as well. So, both the men and women take care of business over the weekend. Men, obviously, led by the three transfer guys. And then, of course, Serena Sundell's hot start continues on the women's side as well. The Purple Project Podcast. Find it! Wherever you get your podcasts, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, and more. The season rolls on. We're getting closer and closer to the new year in 2022. Still a few days, still a couple more weeks left in the 2021 calendar year. Eddie Greer, this is it for right now. Appreciate you guys for tuning in, downloading. If you're not a subscriber to Triple P, better get on that right now. Obviously, I'm going to be working on, hopefully, a little something before the bowl game. Try to give you a little individual preview matchups. Of course, we're going to be talking about that a little bit, a broader prospect on the weekly coming up. Maybe talk about offense, defense, possibility, and all of that jazz. And I'll give you the individual matchups as well on the daily as well. So I really want to do that as well. If I can carve out a little bit of time out of the schedule to do that, I will sit and do that. So K-State fans, make sure you're downloading, subscribing to the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to do it for now. Go Cats! This has been Triple P.